Let's go over your book now. In October 3rd, 2009, you notice 53 troops get attracted by hundreds of Taliban at some remote outpost. You ask yourself, why are we defending this outpost? Why is it so important?
Exactly. The outpost was at was located at the bottom of three steep mountains, 14 miles from the Pakistan border, a very, very vulnerable place. And I was in the recovery room of for my wife, who had given birth to our son on October 2nd, 2009. The next day, the outpost was attacked, and I couldn't get it out of my mind. I saw the report out of the corner of my eye. I couldn't get it out of my mind. Why was there an outpost there? And the more I found out about the stories of these troops, it became not just this mystery that I had to solve about why an outpost was put there, but the stories of these soldiers and how brave they were. Eight of them were killed that day, a horrible, horrible day. Eight sons taken from the world as I sat there holding my new son. But more than 45 of them survived, 46 of them survived. And what's incredible is that how brave they were and how valiantly they performed, running out into this hail of bullets and mortars and rocket fire to help each other. As I proceeded and began to write the book, other soldiers would reach out to me, want to tell their stories as well, and it became this real labor of love for me.
225 people you managed to talk to and talk about their roles in Afghanistan?
Yeah, more than 225. They're troops, and you know, ranging from the lowliest private to the highest generals, and everyone in between. Also, a lot of family members. One of the things we don't talk about a lot in this country, though I know you're an exception to this, Brian, but one of the things we don't talk about this a lot in the media is the sacrifices paid not only by the troops but by their families who are away from their loved ones, who have to deal with these. Their husbands or sons come back, and they've been horribly wounded, or they're emotionally traumatized. They have traumatic brain injury. They have post-traumatic stress disorder, and you know, these are some of the finest Americans I've ever met, and I wanted to tell their stories.
You know, something else struck me, and I know that's why you wrote the book, is that they never take a bow, they don't want any credit, they never talk about it with anybody, but they go over there on a daily basis, especially in Afghanistan now, and their lives are on the line. And I think that that is underappreciated, because you are in the middle of nowhere, and there are nobody's in the stands, nobody's patting you on the back. And it's rare, maybe, even to get that many compliments.
No, it's incredible. In fact, I was talking to this guy, specialist Zach Coppas. He was on guard duty that day. He spent, I don't even know, 12, 13 hours sitting in a Humvee firing at the enemy, and you know, almost got killed a number of times. And he was talking about how brave his fellow troops were that day. And I said, "But Zach, you were brave. I mean, most Americans, most people would run into the dining hall and hide under the table, and you stayed there firing at the enemy." And he said, "What I did was nothing compared to these guys. What I did was nothing." And it is very humbling. And you know how they say, you know, that courage is what you do when nobody's looking, and nobody was looking when these guys were at this outpost so far away from the rest of the world.
So Jake, as you tell their personal story, to be honest, anyone could tell the Petraeus story. Everybody knows he stands for the surge, and people know that General Tommy Franks stands for two invasions. But it takes somebody special and diligent to write the story of those who fight and sacrifice, and hope those names get out there.
Well, that's the goal, yeah, to make sure that people know about these troops who, you know, everybody knows the name of David Petraeus, but nobody knows the name of Buddy Huey or Jared Monty or Kevin Thompson or Michael Scusa, but these are people whose names I will always remember.
Jake, how important is it, do you find, that this war ends the right way, that rewards their sacrifice?
It's such a complicated question, as you know, Brian, because obviously I want their sacrifices to be honored, but at the same time, I think there are serious questions about what more we can do in that country. I think there's a lot more. I mean, the U.S. could theoretically be in that country for 20, 30 more years, and the job would never be done. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's also complicated, Brian, because you know, these guys who served at this outpost after it was overrun by the Taliban, after the Taliban were beaten back by air support and some brave soldiers, the U.S. abandoned the camp and then bombed it. So these guys they look back at their time at Combat Outpost Keating, and they wonder, was it worth it? Was it the sacrifice of my brothers? Was it worth it? And it's not an abstract question for them. That camp's gone. So it's complicated. I don't know. I mean, I want everybody's sacrifice to have been for something, of course.